ABC News Radio.
Well, in effect, the Vatican has said that it is going to withhold judgment awaiting the results of the appeal that Cardinal Pell has indicated that he plans to file. It didn't exactly say waiting to do what, but presumably that's a reference to either launching a church investigation of Cardinal Pell that could result in him being defrocked, or formally removing him from his Vatican position as a member of the College of Cardinals and so on. They have recalled that Cardinal Pell has insisted upon his innocence. They've said they want to wait to see the judicial system take its course while reaffirming their utmost respect for the judicial authorities in Australia. So it is basically a wait-and-see stance.
How significant is it, though, that the Vatican has ordered Pell not to practice his ministry in public, given that very strenuous denial and lodgement of appeal?
Well, bear in mind, those restrictions were actually imposed when George Pell returned to Australia in 2017. So what the Vatican has done is to affirm that those restrictions remain in force. And this is in keeping with what has become the standard sort of protocol that the Vatican and the Catholic Church around the world observes in these cases. When you have a credible accusation of sexual abuse against a cleric, no matter who they are, whether they're a cardinal or an ordinary parish priest, that person is supposed to be suspended from public ministry and to avoid any contact with minors while that accusation is investigated. So this is a confirmation from the Vatican that that protocol applies even to the most senior clergy in the church.
Crucially, the Pope has let Cardinal Pell retain his title, as you mentioned. Do you think it is inevitable that he will be defrocked from the clergy?
Well, listen, I think the key, and let me do some reading between the lines for you here. What the Vatican is not saying out loud, but what's part of the subtext here, is that many senior officials in the church, and I mean senior officials who are themselves reformers on the clerical sexual abuse scandals, including some of the most outspoken voices on the need for the church to clean up its act, many of them do not believe that George Pell is guilty. They find the details of the charge for which he was convicted extremely difficult to believe. And so I think many of them are waiting to see what happens with this appeal before they take a definitive position on the issue. And I think that explains the kind of caution that you were hearing both from the Vatican and from other senior church people around the world.
So, well, you've got these members of the clergy who, as you insinuated there, will never really accept this verdict. Do you think on the other side that there are those who perhaps could welcome this, given that Pell has been described by many within the Vatican as divisive, as a head kicker?
Oh, well, listen, if the question is, are there plenty of people in the Vatican who are glad that George Pell is no longer around, that is for sure. During his short and checkered term as the Vatican senior financial official, he was a lightning rod. He was an extraordinarily polarizing and divisive figure, and a lot of people would say that because he did not know how to work and play well with others, that even though his intentions were good, that is, he really wanted financial transparency, he was very ineffective at delivering it because he aroused as much opposition as he did support. All of that is true. But I think even some of those people who were eager to see George Pell gone would say they have their doubts about the details of this particular case. I think that's what makes this different from the case of Theodore McCarrick, the former American cardinal, who had his status as a cardinal removed very quickly and who by church standards was defrocked very quickly. That's because the system was convinced that McCarrick was guilty. I think there isn't the same certainty, at least right now, with regard to the Pell case, and that's why things are unfolding a bit differently.
Finally, John, what has the reaction been where you are in the Vatican to this news?
Well, I mean, people, of course, have known about this since the conviction happened in December. And, of course, it could not be reported because of the suppression order in Australia. But certainly today, it is not a surprise. I mean, the Vatican has actually had a long time to think about what it wanted to say today. And so in that sense, the one thing I would say is that the statement that the Vatican made today, whatever you make of it, you certainly could not attribute it to being rushed to not have to being caught off guard, because I don't that simply is not the case. Beyond that, I think the dominant reaction that I pick up around here is a desire to allow this appeal to play out before anyone says or does anything definitive, because honestly, many people here still are not sure what to make of this whole situation.
abc.net.au/newsradio. Get your news now.